BlakeRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Loud noises!
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
The Omega!
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Basically, the biggest story of my career, launching me to a level I've never known before.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
WTR Sunday night.
And that's it. Now let's do this.
Everybody's gonna pay.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We are just about at Money in the Bank. And it's going to be weird.
Yeah, it will.
Well, it's going to be a weird event that has technically already happened, but we have to talk about it now because that's how the chronology here works. So,
we figure that one out. We did that for WrestleMania. We preview it after, even though it's already in the can, so.
Yeah. Drew.
It's the way we're in. It's the world we're in right now.
Yeah. Predict that Drew McIntyre will win the WWE Championship 2 weeks after he already did it.
But hey. They know how to surprise us. They gave us Drew McIntyre and Big Show in an exclusive afterwards.
So did he technically main event WrestleMania?
I think that's weird. Like, some say yes, some say no. It's weird.
It is. Well, like I said, but yeah, it's weirdness in pro wrestling. Pro wrestling is weird right now, so we talk some weirdness, right? Right. So this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, of course, the producers are rocking.
Yay! I'm on Wikipedia now to see if they put the Big Show thing on here. Wikipedia has it as the dark match, as match 10.
But it aired. It's not a dark match. It aired.
That's how Wikipedia has it listed. So
it is dumb.
Now to go to WWE.com to double check everything. That's why we have an intern. He should be the one doing all this fact checking.
Alright, let's leave it up to the guest host. Keishi Matsunaga, is that the main event or not?
Well, was it aired during WrestleMania or was it aired on Monday Night Raw?
It was aired on Monday Night Raw.
Then I don't call it the main event.
But well, it was
it's technically after it was shown / played, recorded after WrestleMania went off the air.
So it was the dark match of WrestleMania.
Yes.
So he agrees with
the Back to the Future dark match of WrestleMania.
So he agrees with Wikipedia.
Okay. If Keishi says that's how it works, then that's what we're gonna go with. Isn't that right, one and only Tim Stein?
Yeah, it was a dark match because it didn't air the same night WrestleMania Part 2 aired. And so Wikipedia, in this instance, has not been misedited.
Well, we can all sleep easy tonight.
There you go. All right. Hey, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. This is the Money in the Bank preview edition. That means it's also Pick'em.
Oh, boy.
Everybody say yay.
Yeah.
Eh, whatever. Okay, there you go. So, you know the drill by now, those of you who are regular listeners. I don't know if we got any anybody tuning in for the first time tonight or not. But just in case, what you basically do is decide on who you think is going to win the matches. We got a grand total of 5 booked so far. I would say technically 4.5 because the men's Money in the Bank ladder match still has superstars to be named. But you can expect a few more to be added throughout the week. All you got to do is head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork,
facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio, or facebook.com/WTRSunday.
And basically post what you think the outcomes of the matches are going to be.
Yeah.
And then after we review the show next Sunday night, we announce the winner. It's just that easy.
Just do better than Tim. Try to beat Tim.
What are you talking about? I won last month.
Right, so everyone has to strive to be better than you this time.
Okay, there you go. It's just the way you phrased that. It just sounded weird.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, dudes. So, but yeah, so tonight we're just gonna do a preview and then get the hell out of here because some of us still need to eat dinner. Right, Casey?
No, I ate dinner.
You're just supposed to say, sure, boss.
Sure, boss.
There you go. That's all you gotta do.
Don't ever do that again.
Don't ever not do that again.
Sure, boss. Tim needs to eat dinner. The rest of us were all prepared.
Well, I only had an appetizer when I got home from work, which was a plate of roast beef and mashed potatoes with bacon and mixed vegetables.
Why does your appetizer sound like a meal then?
Because it was the way that's just the way I eat.
So are you going to have like your starter salad as your meal? Is that what's happening? When's
no,
dessert?
But I know people who
the
do
dessert
that.
Dessert is the meal.
Omega, you like your pie, don't you?
Depends on the pie.
Apple.
Apple's good. Apple's
cherry.
Good. Cherry. Not so much.
Blueberry.
Getting better.
Pecan.
No.
Okay, I've got issues. What the hell are you doing putting nuts in a dessert? Pecan pie. What the hell is that?
Like, I can understand nuts as like a pecan pie. Where nuts do not belong is in my ice cream. Like, Do not put your rocks in my smooth, creamy goodness.
God, people give me a hard time for some of the shit I say on this show. Wait a minute. Have you never gone to Dairy Queen and had a peanut butter parfait?
No.
Oh my God.
No, if I'm at a Dairy Queen, I have the butterscotch cone.
Oh my God. I was getting the butterscotch cone when I was like 7. I'm not knocking it. I mean, it was good, but.
I mean, that's why, cause it's nostalgic.
Okay, Dilly Bar or Buster Bar?
Dilly.
You're a sick puppy. Oh my God. Casey?
I'm a Dilly Bar guy. Gotta go with the OG.
God.
But,
oh my God.
But
okay,
I will give,
Oreo
I will
Blizzard give or Peanut Buster Parfait?
I'm a Blizzard guy, but the Peanut Buster Parfait always has a little spot in my heart because it was my mom's favorite.
Okay, that works. You see, with me, I can't decide if I want the Oreo Blizzard or the Peanut Buster Parfait, so I get both.
Why don't you just get them to put peanuts in your Oreo Blizzard?
Because peanuts doesn't belong with Oreo cookies.
I mean, not with that attitude.
Would you put peanuts with your Oreo cookies, Omega?
No.
See? I told you, it doesn't work.
I didn't say it didn't work, I just said it didn't work with that attitude.
What about peanut butter chocolate chunk cookies? Do you put peanuts in those?
I mean, wouldn't that be the same thing as having like a peanut butter cookie with chocolate chunks in it?
And chunks of peanuts too.
Yeah.
Omega?
No.
You're just not a big nut fan, are you?
No, I'm not a fan of nuts.
Wow. Okay, well, we know Omega's hetero. All right, moving on. Let's get this preview started here. Once again, next Sunday night, Money in the Bank. And we'll be reviewing it immediately following the pay-per-view right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget to make sure that you make a note in your calendar. Rock, are you around here? I think he disappeared.
About 10 minutes of ice cream and dessert talk, and you just, nope.
What do you want, Tim?
Okay,
what do you want, Tim?
Oh, there you are. I was just going to say, are you chiming in with this, with the talking about the matches and shit, or what?
No, I get to do that Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on the rack.
Yeah, that wasn't a setup. Anyway, why don't we just start at, in reverse order from what I've got listed here. Let's start off with the SmackDown Women's Championship match. We've got Bayley defending against Tamina Omega.
Why?
Because that's how they booked it.
Is someone genuinely, like, trying with Tamina at this point?
Oh, as far as Tamina goes, I do remember somebody posting on Twitter, with all of the cuts coming in WWE, if Tamina has a job at the end of the day, they did something wrong.
Well, she's got a championship match.
So, apparently...
That's as far wrong as you could get.
They're apparently not doing it right. There you go. So what do you figure on what's going to go on here?
God, Sarah Logan's fire, Tamina Snuka, gainfully employed. They're gonna book this as like a powerhouse versus a smaller opponent. You know, it's gonna be Bayley, probably with help from Sasha's kind of scheming her way into a win.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, and most likely setting up some more drama with Sasha.
I keep wondering if they're ever going to be pulling that trigger, because they threatened it, they tried sort of abortedly and backed away, and I don't know what they're scared of.
Well, they were going to do it for WrestleMania, except, well, everything, so they didn't have time to actually do it anymore.
Absolutely.
Also, we had Sasha dealing with her mysterious injury / record recording?
She recorded a record. Oh my god.
If that was a cover for the fact that she busted an ankle.
Make sure.
I don't know.
Alright. So anyway, you got Bayley with potential shenanigans.
Yes, because that's how Bayley wins.
There you go. Alright, Keishi.
I have Bayley with not even potential shenanigans. Shenanigans will happen.
Definite shenanigans. Ooh,
definite shenanigans.
There you go. All right, Casey's calling definite shenanigans. Yeah, they're not taking the title off Bayley to put it on Tamina. I'm not going to say anything good or bad about Tamina, except that this is, as far as I'm concerned, for a championship match, this is as throwaway a match as you can get, in my opinion. Pretty much, really.
It's a throwaway match for a throwaway pay-per-view.
There you go. Yeah, I don't have much of anything else to say about it, except that Tamina will not win. Bayley retains. The next match has me very disappointed, Keishi. It's the Universal Championship match, Braun Strowman defending against Bray Wyatt.
Who?
Bray Wyatt.
Versus the way you said that, it made it sound like, what, Ruby's brother?
Yeah, it's Ruby's brother, Bray Wyatt. No, I'm chewing on a toothpick. It's Bray Wyatt. So
yeah.
What do you figure, Keishi?
I mean, this is very much like, I would call this almost like a perfect example of a rock and a hard place for booking. Like,
yep.
Braun Strowman just won the title. So did they give it to him as a transitional champion just to automatically hand it off to Bray Wyatt a month later? Or have they lost faith in Bray Wyatt and now he's just going to be the guy that loses things now? Even though he beat John Cena, they haven't really done anything with him since WrestleMania, except he read a story on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think this has been built well. I think they're going to keep it on Braun Strowman, and I feel like there will be possible shenanigans in this. This is my possible shenanigans match.
Possible shenanigans. Well, now you have me curious as what that might be.
I don't know, something to keep Bray Wyatt strong or The Fiend strong, or is he wrestling The Fiend? Is he wrestling Bray Wyatt?
Supposedly he is wrestling Wyatt, not The Fiend.
Oh, Well, if he's
that
wrestling,
changes things.
If he's wrestling Bray Wyatt, I'm going to give it to Braun Strowman.
Okay, yeah, and are you still sticking with the possible shenanigans, or screw that?
No, I am hedging my bets on possible shenanigans.
Bet hedger. All right. I suppose there are worse things to me than a bet hedger. Omega.
So, a few things occurred to me with this match.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, so The Fiend lost the title in the first place because Bill Goldberg had creative control over his character, and mm-hmm. he felt he should not lose, as a, being a hero as a character, should not lose to someone as obviously villainous as The Fiend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, it was Goldberg who basically decided that Braun Strowman was going to be the champion when he told him, no, I'm done. Like, I wrestled my two committed matches, I'm out. So, Braun is like plan C at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a long-term plan. I think since this is normal Bray that we will be seeing in this match, that he's going to retain the belt. It's going to be under goofy as hell situations, especially because you remember this is pre-recorded and they can edit and post-produce whatever they want, which would include things like, you know, Wyatt vanishing and The Fiend being there instead.
Which would be kind of interesting and at the same time a welcome swap, I think.
It'd be a welcome swap. It'd be an interesting use of the current circumstances. So there's potential for interesting things to happen in this match, but I feel like they're going to prolong it for a while. Especially because if they are still limited in performers they can use, Bray is like the best option they could have because literally he could carry the entire show with pre-recorded segments from a studio wherever.
They could do a whole bunch of different things right now with this pre-taped idea. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, sure. we saw at Mania what they could do.
With you know, being inside the Fiend's mind or Bray's mind, and of course the Boneyard match. If we get something, even just one match, that comes anywhere close to one of those two, this just might make it a worthwhile pay-per-view, don't you think?
We'll see. That's the fun part. You never know when they're gonna bust that out. Now, you know, this could be like some psychological horror movie of a match. We don't know.
Absolutely interesting.
Or well, Braun could be beating up Mr. Rogers. One or the other.
Oh my God, Mr. Rogers. Yeah, well, my pick will be Braun Strowman retaining over Bray Wyatt. Waiting for it.
Ugh.
There you go. Yeah. You know, it's Bray and not The Fiend. And I like the idea that this could potentially turn into something a little bit bizarre or macabre or out there. Just based on what happened at WrestleMania with Bray Wyatt versus John Cena, the entire thing, obviously, you know, coming across as taking place inside Bray's head. And this is why Bray's broken. It was just so perfect. And if they pull the trigger on something like this, the only thing that I'm worried about is if they overdo it. I mean, two pay-per-views in a row, maybe okay, but they can't keep going to that well very often. So that's the only thing I'm worried about. But yeah, there's that one with that one. Up next is a WWE Championship match. Drew McIntyre defending against Seth Rollins. Omega.
Why did you do that?
Just because I felt like it. What's wrong?
So, why is this match happening?
Because they need Drew McIntyre to defend his title.
Like, I'm legitimately curious, because what did Seth do to get the championship match?
Started picking on Drew literally the night after WrestleMania.
So the night after he lost.
Yeah.
So Kevin Owens beats Seth Rollins. Technically yep. beats him twice in one night.
Yep.
Seth Rollins gets the title match.
Yep. They're pushing Drew as a face, and face versus face matches don't generally turn out too good.
I don't care about that.
I care about why a guy who lost twice at WrestleMania gets a championship match the night after.
Because he showed up.
I guess to be fair, that alone is qualification right now.
Yep. He walked into the building when no one else would.
There you go.
I can't fault the match itself. The match itself should be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've had plenty of matches in the past, and you know what? I expect this one to be really good. Because right now, both are in, like, exactly the positions that they should be in.
Mm-hmm. Other than the fact that Seth lost twice to...
Other than the fact that Seth, yes.
Except for that, yeah. Again, you know, it's the problem with, limited, creativity available, not the fact that creative itself has shown to be limited. But, Casey.
I'm picking Drew.
I don't think there's a question to Drew winning.
No. How Seth loses is gonna be, will be the interesting part of this match, whether he loses clean or whether there's botched interference by, his disciple, to keep him strong in his loss, which seems like a potential that will happen. No question Drew retains. It's just a matter of what they do with Seth Rollins to keep him strong or if he loses and goes away for a little while, which I don't think they're going to do because he seems to have embraced this messiah role and it's working for him from a heel perspective.
I have to admit, I'm surprised at the lack of backlash from the Bible Belt over him basically portraying himself as WWE's version of Jesus Christ.
Well, they may or may not be busy doing other things right now.
I suppose. But how surprised would you guys be to see Kevin Owens make an appearance during this match?
He's nursing an ankle injury right now, so I'd be very surprised.
His wife also just got him a new hammock, so I don't think he's going anywhere for a while.
Well, it's kind of hard to pass up the opportunity to swing on the hammock.
Yeah, fat man got a swing. He ain't going anywhere.
There you go. But even with an ankle injury, it's not like he's wrestling or anything like that. He could still do it. I mean, we've had injured superstars show up and cause interference or defense against interference previously. I mean, it had happened.
So a man with a busted ankle is going to do a run-in.
Well, he'll scoot in on one of those, like, new scooters that they have for people with leg injuries like Han Solo had on the set of Star Wars. He'll just come like scooting in hardcore down that ramp and barrel into Seth Rollins.
I'm just imagining Kevin Owens just like zooming down the ramp on a Segway and clotheslining Seth.
He would do it and it would be great.
That would be something fun. Actually, that'd be kind of cool to see something like that happen. Now I want something like that to happen.
Not some sort of wheeled apparatus match, clothesline by Kevin Owens.
Just at a wrestling show at some point. I want a wrestler to come out on a Segway just to deliver a clothesline and then like zoom right around the ring and exit again.
I mean, we had Simon Dean, but I don't think he ever used it offensively.
Oh God, Simon Dean. I had
Nova.
All about Simon Dean until you brought him up.
Someone has to remember.
Yeah.
So that we never forget.
One of the things that I didn't like about Simon Dean was his Richard Simmons comparison with his whole character. That's who it is, right? Richard Simmons?
Not necessarily Richard Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a more general fitness guru type, and I'm trying to remember who exactly. I can't remember who.
Oh, that guy with the ponytail who has that gazelle thing?
Maybe?
I don't know his name.
He reminds me, I know who you're talking about, and I see him and I think he could be Dolph Ziggler's brother.
Totally.
Am I wrong?
Or his, like, uncle.
Well, a hybrid between Dolph Ziggler and Mr. Perfect.
That's fair.
But overdosed on caffeine and half the talent. I think that might be a good description. Well, anyway, yeah. So, basically it's another, unanimous, choice. Drew McIntyre, victorious. I see that this, Rollins' disciple, involved in some way, shape or fashion for sure, but.
Okay. Tony Little was the one I was thinking of.
That's it. Tony Little. Little Tony. Thank you for Googling that.
Once again, someone has to.
You did Google it, right? You didn't use Bing?
No.
What's a Bing anyway?
It's a Crosby.
Yeah, there you go. I was thinking, it's a sound that a bell makes when you, when you're at the midway and you win a prize that has a bell to let you know you won.
Like we're very invested in this wrestling event.
The water guns to inflate the balloons. Anyway. So there it is. All right. So then, the next one that we're looking at, we're just going through this list way too quick. We're going to be done before, 9 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Eastern time.
It's only six matches.
Well, five.
Well, it's six on the list I'm reading.
Oh, what's the one that I don't have?
I don't know. I don't see your list.
Oh, that's right. You can't see my list. Well, the next one on my list is Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. The participants involve Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Asuka, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Carmella.
You want to try Shayna's name again?
Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
I know, I said Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
Well, I just figured I felt like I wanted to mispronounce it. So there you go.
Kairi Sane's not on the card, so you have to mispronounce some woman's name. I get it.
Wait a minute. What are you telling me? I can't say Kairi Sane properly?
I feel you choose not to.
I choose to listen, the majority of the times when I mispronounce a wrestler's name, I do it on purpose.
Sure.
No, and that's why I'm only half insulted.
Thanks, Keshi. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No feedback on that one. Wow. Keshi, you're slow tonight.
What? Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about somebody else.
No, I said Keshi. I was mispronouncing your name.
I know.
I was, you know, taking a shot at Rock when I was doing it, but anyway, yeah. So, I've listed the women's off in this ladder in the bank match, money in the bank ladder match. And of course, here it is with these ladder matches, guys. They got to basically start on the main floor of the office and work to the roof. Where the briefcase will be suspended above the roof, over the roof.
I think there's a wrestling ring on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause apparently that's where they recorded the matches, was on the roof.
It raining? I kind of hope that it rained.
I don't think it rained.
No, I don't think it did either.
Why would you want rain?
To add to the drama and suspense.
Because
you just want to see them slip off and fall off the roof.
No.
Because that's what could happen if the shit gets wet, you know.
No, because what?
It's not like it's right on the edge of the building, Tim.
No, what we want is we want Drew McIntyre to hit the claymore, and as he gets up, lightning strikes him like he's the goddamn Highlander.
Oh, there could be only one. That would be great.
Here we are, born to be kings.
Explain why Seth is decapitated, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, this is going to be something totally different. They're calling it innovative and all this other stuff. And I guess, you know, kind of technically it is innovative. They're doing something different because they have the ability at this point in time. You know, they say necessity is the mother of invention. Unless you know who Yogi Berra is or was, then necessity is a mother, according to one of his mangled malapropisms. But shit could happen. Like they could walk into Vince's office and really destroy things, Omega.
I mean, we've seen offices in Stanford destroyed before. Thank you, Brock.
Mm-hmm.
See, that'd be the funniest thing, is if they actually open up the door to Triple H's room and Brock is still in there just trashing the place.
Or they walk by it with the door open and see him still trashing the place.
Just open the door, just desk flies around, Brock just stares out the door, and they just slowly close it.
all of a sudden I'm reminded of that scene in Deadpool 2. Where he's bitching about, well, Marvel couldn't even afford to get the rest of the X-Men and then very quietly close the door behind him. I love that movie.
No, this is such opportunity for chaos. Like again, this is unpredictable because we've never seen them do this before. We've seen things happen in, the Stanford HQ. We've seen, we have seen, like I said, we've seen office demolitions and such. There's two things, well, aside from the fact that, yeah, we are seeing basically an entire match happen throughout the entire building. You know, who the hell knows what production room they're gonna go in, what, yep. Like, you know, old sets that could still be there. But there's two things about this match to keep in mind. One, it's happening simultaneously with the women's match. Both Money in the Bank matches happening at the same time.
With the men's ladder match. I wasn't going to bring that up until we got to the men's Money in the Bank, but okay.
It's worth mentioning now. Because both matches could intertwine with each other. Otherwise, why would they be happening simultaneously? Could.
They most likely did.
Oh yeah. And the other thing to remember is that once everything in the world is back to normal, WWE was planning to move headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Which means they have carte blanche to wreck shit. They can take out support struts for all they care.
At the end of the pay-per-view, we see the implosion of the building.
Implosion of the building, and then just Rey Mysterio hanging off the briefcase.
Sounds like we've seen something similar before.
It's like, we're not even gonna, like, we're going to implode the building, so we've actually suspended it from a crane on the next building over. Just so someone can hang off of it from about 40 stories high.
Well, the building just tumbles below them.
Jeez. Now see if Jeff Hardy was in the match, he'd be down for that.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Then doing it just spears them out of the sky again.
Yeah, doing it the way that they're doing it is kind of sort of gonna, at least momentarily, keep Shayna Baszler from basically running roughshod through all the other competitors, isn't it?
I mean, again, this is where like the circumstances of the match offer shenanigans against that. I am expecting a lot of weaponry in this to be used against Shayna specifically.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what is available in an office setting.
They're going to tip the Andre the Giant statue in the lobby on top of her so she cannot move.
Pin her down somehow at some point for at least a little while.
Or to give her a chance to get out Bruno Sammartino. Go either way.
No, I just get the feeling that at least a few of these ladies who have been devastated by Shayna are going to team up to take it to her.
Oh, for sure.
And the one thing that scares me, and this is a horrible thing to say, is Nia Jax is in this match.
Well, it's not a real wrestling match, so maybe everyone's okay.
Hope so.
Do we know of any injuries out of this? Do we know anyone who's at home right now in traction?
We haven't heard anything.
They're all dead.
That's just sad. Wait a minute. If that's the case, that means Nia's holding the briefcase.
Oh, God.
You want to retract that statement?
I retract everything.
Okay, there you go.
Well, I mean, Asuka's still putting out tweets and YouTube channel stuff.
I'm glad that you continued your thought there, Casey. Oh, shit.
So we know at least she's still breathing.
And well, as long as she doesn't have a ghost tweeter.
Yeah, but she can't have a ghost YouTuber?
No, that would be a little
more difficult. It could all be scheduled uploads.
That is also true.
Yeah, Omega knows about scheduling uploads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she could have content ready to go for the next 3 months. We wouldn't even know it.
There you go. Yeah, Casey, you gonna chime in with any possible thoughts on something we might see during this match? Aside from Brock still tearing apart the office?
Well, yeah. I think Nia Jax will get involved with the men somehow. because they like to do that with Nia Jax. I want to see Asuka spit green mist in multiple faces, men and women. I want some sort of weird elevator spot to happen. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm more excited for to see like what they do versus who wins.
I want a photocopier used as a weapon.
I want someone's face to be smushed in it, and I want it copied, and I want to see them like pop out the side. Yeah, that would be great.
It's a blinding tactic.
There you go.
That Xerox light right in their eyes.
Somebody getting their head smashed onto the plate, and then the copy button getting pushed.
And something about TPS reports.
Oh my god. Yeah, didn't you get the memo?
Someone's not gonna get the memo.
Somebody's not gonna get the inside joke, KG.
Well, nobody on here though, right?
I got it.
Yeah.
That's why I brought up the memo. Omega, do you know what he's talking about?
I don't know what anyone's talking about on this show most of the time.
The movie, The Office.
No, it's from Office Space.
Oh, that's what I meant. The Office Space, the movie, yeah.
No.
Okay, yeah, no, he's quoting Office Space.
I just want to see a WWE headquarters equivalent of Steve Austin versus Booker T in the grocery store. That's all I want.
Yeah. So with, if you can file more people that, and that'd multiple be good. Floors.
Yeah.
I mean, the only precedent we have is the WWE's like Attitude Era commercial where everyone's fighting in the office that ends with a big explosion and someone flying out the window. That's all we have to go on.
We can't really expect them to recreate that now, can we?
No.
Jeff Hardy in the match?
No!
I will feel bad if they like destroy a whole bunch of like people's actual cubicles and desks and then they have to go back to work in that building and they just walk in and they're like, what happened?
We weren't allowed to let in the cleanup crew.
There you go. So, okay, Omega, time for you to pick a victor.
Out of this crop?
Nobody in this match is named Victor or Victoria. Victoria is not even in the WWE anymore, so don't worry about it.
I mean, the name that would be most interesting with this is also a name that does not need this.
Mm-hmm.
That is Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
Because she has that effect of Brock with the Money in the Bank. You know, anytime, any place, she could just come to destroy you.
Yep.
But that also means she would come straight for Becky's head, so. I kinda wanna go against that. I wanna go against that because it seems too obvious an answer, and she does not need it.
Yeah, well, she is definitely the obvious choice here, let's face it.
Yeah. I want to say they want to get Asuka back to some significance. You know, we've seen a downplay of the Kabuki Warriors. We've seen her in a lot more singles matches. I'd really, really like to see Asuka take this.
Mm-hmm.
And start getting back to where she was.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoy your pick. Keishi.
I agree with Omega. I just based on what Asuka's been doing and she seems to be very, used quite a bit on commentary and, there's lots of cuts of her dancing and acting a fool all over the internet. So they would almost be foolish not to capitalize on that and give her this briefcase. So I'm also going to pick Asuka.
Okay. Well, you just got to remember WWE is foolish. And looking at this list, Shayna Baszler, too obvious of a choice. And yes, sometimes they go with the obvious and that winds up being a swerve because that's the last one you would expect is for the obvious to get the nod. In this case, no, I don't see Shayna actually getting the briefcase, but I don't see Asuka getting it either. And there's only one other name on here that I can envision actually winning the briefcase. And it's because of WWE's stubbornness in their failure to see that the person that they keep pushing down your throat isn't quite ready yet. So my choice is Lacey Evans.
I thought about that one, but I don't know. She just wrestled for the title. So and I don't want her to see her win. Not yet.
She doesn't deserve it, but, after Shayna and Asuka, she's the third most obvious choice.
Correct.
Not the woman who's already had it.
Not the woman who's already had it. Not Carmella, no. I think as far as Carmella goes, her light has come and gone.
Yeah.
With that. And that's not a knock against Carmella. I mean, she's had her 15 minutes of fame and now she is part of the supporting cast, which, you know, that happens. She's back to the women's mid-card.
Carmella is at her best when she is, glued to some scrawny white guy who loses every match.
And then gets fired. He got fired, didn't he?
Twice.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, they don't work for the company anymore, so yeah.
That's just like, to get fired not once, but twice by the same fucking company. That would not look good on a resume. All right. And of course, now what we have here is the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Contestants so far, Daniel Bryan, Aleister Black, Rey Mysterio, King Corbin, and Otis. Superstars still to be named. Keishi, what do you figure?
I don't know. I mean, based on who currently has the championships on both brands, I don't see anybody who's currently listed doing much, but of the ones that are here that I have to choose because superstars are still to be named, I feel like maybe Aleister Black might get that push.
Don't hate that pick one bit.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't mind if Brian got it either, but he's also done that already and he's feuding with Corbin. So I don't know. Aleister Black just seems like he's the most open to go into a program or at least have that briefcase for something in the future.
Fair enough. Yeah, that'll work. Omega.
So the to be determined that is in this match is supposedly going to be one AJ Styles.
Uh-huh.
And that does throw a bit of a curve in this.
Keishi, did you know this?
Well, see, I didn't think zombies could fight really well, so...
How long have you watched The Undertaker?
He's not a zombie. He's a dead man. He's
undead. He's the undead man. Undead dead man.
What? Clearly you didn't see him in Saudi Arabia. The man is a zombie.
No, I didn't know that, that AJ Styles was the thought to be TBD.
Okay, there you go. Back to you, Omega.
See, it would be a cool way to bring him out. Like, I could see him with that briefcase just being like super confident and get to pick his shot. Like, that would work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, be a good one to throw up against, McIntyre.
That'd be a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, like, I like the idea of Aleister Black with it.
Yeah.
Just cause I love the idea that any time he could just like rise from his crypt and just come after the belt.
How tall is Aleister compared to Drew?
Give me a sec. Let's see what their build heights are.
And also it would be sweet to see what Aleister Black does with the briefcase, like stretching a face over top of it.
Okay, McIntyre's got 5 inches on Aleister.
Okay. With Aleister's style of wrestling in a ring versus Drew, that could be a very, very potentially entertaining match.
I want that match just to see how high he can actually swing that black mass kick.
Mm-hmm. Black mass versus the Claymore kick.
Claymore?
Claymore. That was a verbal typo.
Claymore.
Oh, just want to shoot off to the chat room. Just so you know, Boogeyman didn't have a green face. He had a red face. He didn't spit shit on people. He ate worms. The wrestler you're thinking of from the 80s who spat green mist. Omega, who was that?
The Great Muta.
There you go. because they're in the chat room. They're talking about who else was spitting green mist besides Asuka. Well, she got that from the Great Muta.
Yeah, and then Tajiri also used it.
And also the Great Kabuki.
I don't count Tajiri because he wasn't around in the 80s. Muta was. So.
We're just going off of who else used the mist.
Muta, Tajiri,
the Great Kabuki.
Kabuki. Who wrestled in WWF/WWE besides the two guys we named that spat mist? Yes, and for the record, I know a Claymore is a mine as opposed to a Claymore, which is a Scottish broadsword. Directed into chat.
The answer you're looking for is Quang, played by Savio Vega.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, that's not the answer we're looking for.
Yeah, it is. He's the guy who spit mist in the...
Yeah, but that's not the answer we're looking for.
But it is. That's who you
But
mean.
It's not the answer we're looking for.
Is he the
for.
Only one?
He's the only one I can think of.
Mr. Fuji never spat anything at
No anybody. One could... No one nope. could think of Quang.
I can...
No.
Fuji, I can
Fuji
think
just threw salt in people's faces.
Yeah, Mr. Fuji was the salt thrower.
It was 1994. It was Quang Zera. Quang. Look it up.
But, again, going back to the 80s, it was the Great Muta. That was the original yapping in the chat. So, but anyway, back to it, Omega. So your hope would be Aleister Black, but your choice would be AJ Styles?
I think that's the way I'm going, yes.
Okay. If the superstar still to be named is AJ, I'm going to wind up picking AJ. My hope, if it's not AJ, would be Aleister Black. I could see WWE letting Baron Corbin win, unfortunately. However, my caveat is AJ if he's in the match, otherwise Aleister wins. That's my list, Omega. What's the sixth match?
I believe the SmackDown Tag Team Championship Fatal 4-Way was announced.
I missed that. It wasn't even on WWE.com today when I looked.
I'm looking on WWE.com right now, and there's an article for it.
Yeah, I think it was just announced today.
Okay.
It was announced yesterday, published May 2nd, 2020.
Do you know what time?
No.
Okay, so it was obviously posted after I looked. Or I didn't see it, which is... Yeah.
But we are looking at the New Day of Kofi and Big E defending against The Miz and Morrison, The Forgotten Sons, and the Lucha House Party.
Ooh, all right. Geishi.
It's gotta be The New Day or Miz and Morrison, but I'm gonna stick with The New Day. Yeah, New Day. New Day retains.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it feels like it's just between those two teams, though that was basically the match we had, like the feud that we've had for a while now.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, it's the Lucha House Party, and they are down their best member in Kalisto, who is out with injury.
Mm-hmm.
We are down the Usos because an Uso is out with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have heavy machinery because Otis has all the storylines.
And you can't really say heavy Otis because that would be mean.
I feel like he just kind of owns that though. Either way, I feel like the Forgotten Sons get added into this match because they are local and available.
Quite possibly.
Well, it's taking place in Stanford, so possibly yeah. not, but like they are available in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way.
There you go.
Yeah, so unless there's some like really weird swerve where they get the belts when they didn't even really do that in NXT, they were just kind of there. Mm-hmm. I would say the New Day retain.
How many times have they hotshotted any title in WWE and we've really bitched about it?
A lot.
Every single time they hotshot it. Right?
Basically.
There you go. If they're not keeping belts on wrestlers for longer than 3 months, then that's just, bad creative, 9 times out of 10. I mean, there are valid good reasons for having a transitional champion or champions, but they're very far and few between these reasons. There's no reason currently at the moment to take it off a New Day.
Yeah, not really.
No. And, you know, when they hot shot titles just for the shits and the giggles, I mean, the women's title, between Charlotte and, Sasha, back and forth and back and forth, and Sasha wins it on Raw and Charlotte wins it at the next pay-per-view. I mean, back, how many times did that damn thing change possession in that one stretch that I'm thinking about?
It was a lot. It's too much.
It's like, it felt like 5 or 6 times in less than 6 months. 5 or 6 times in 1 year is too damn much. Never mind 5 months, but, yeah. I cannot not pick New Day. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did we all pick New Day?
Yep. We did.
Wow. We're pretty much even on, almost all of these matches, except for, men's Money in the Bank and the women's Money in the Bank. You guys went the same way for the women. And, I kind of teamed up with Omega on the men.
Let's never phrase it that way again.
Yeah, we'll work on phrasing. And, yeah, Anubis Ash, I know they're both called Claymore. You'll get used to, my warped sense of humor. Some of the shit that I say isn't funny to you, but your reaction is what makes it funny. Anyway. That's it. That's all the matches we have at this, point in time, guys.
It's WWE, so I fully expect like 4 more added on.
And it quite conceivably, could be. But, again, you've got until, when's the deadline this time, Rock?
Sunday at 2, 3?
Eastern time or Pacific?
Eastern.
Okay. So there you go. Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern time is the deadline for you to post your pick'em choices on Facebook. So do that. In the meantime, and in between time, tomorrow night immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
It is the Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern. I don't know if you want it any more than that. That's it.
Well, I almost expect you to say a little bit more, but I guess maybe not.
What?
Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the multi-time award-winning The Rack Radio Show with Lindsay Ward.
We'll be previewing Money in the Bank. We'll be talking WWE NXT. We'll have all the news and notes you can handle this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on The Rack. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you follow Lindsay on Twitch. Yeah, she's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward. And if she can get up to affiliate, y'all can get fish bucks.
Fish bucks?
Butts.
Fish butts.
Fish butts.
Fish butts.
Yes, fish butts.
Alrighty then. Speaking about butts, Saturday night's Midnight Ish, or as close as I get to it, another edition of Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Otherwise known as CB Radio. Check it out, GrandTheGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com. What are we doing for the Grand and the Great Debate this week? I don't know, but we did Star Wars last night. So check it out, CBRadioLive.com.
Alright, so you're going to tell me what the all-time worst Star Wars was?
No, that was just a discussion they were having.
Oh, okay. I can answer that for you. Everyone except Empire Strikes Back.
We did characters as the debate.
The all-time worst characters?
Greatest.
Oh, greatest characters.
Yes.
And how close did Boba Fett come to winning?
I think he was around one exit.
Okay, what about Jar Jar Binks? He won, didn't he?
You can go to GrandTheGreatDebate.com and see the bracket for yourself.
There you go. And next Sunday night, don't forget, it is Money in the Bank. Watch the pay-per-view immediately following. Head over to wildtalkradio.com, get in the chat room, and we'll give you our reviews. Now, once again, our reviews are just our opinions. Sometimes you agree, sometimes you disagree, but that's the beauty of freedom. I think so. You can follow the Wild Talk Radio Network on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Follow this program's Twitter account at WTR Sunday Night. You can also check out our Facebook pages, right, Rock?
Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
There you go. Did you know that I'm on Twitter not once but twice because I find it so nice?
No one cares.
Well, that's not true because people follow me. Follow me at Flames Forums for wrestling. What's your problem?
Don't. Why do you follow Tim? You don't need to.
Follow me. Shut up, Rock. Follow me at Flames Forums for sports and wrestling, and I throw up pictures of food that I cooked, and just whatever. It's my general Twitter. If you want to get serious, hardcore, controversial, and politically incorrect, follow me at Voice Insanity. That sounds like a lot, but it's nothing compared to Omega.
Yeah, and someday I still need to figure out, like, an entire thing to get every single social media out there just to be amused. So, for this main stuff, you can find it under one name, unless it's over on Facebook, in which case it is TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, however, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos for the content and for a little bit more content that YouTube does not want you to see, but I want you to see it. It can be seen at tjomega.net.
Well, that's awesome. So you're LinkedIn?
No.
Okay. You Instagrammer?
I have the Instagram, yes.
But you never use it, do you?
I do every now and then, yes.
Once a month, whether it needs it or not. All right. That's awesome. Keishi can be followed on Twitter.
Darn right. I am at Kyle Driver on Twitter. You can watch me tweet about how I miss giving people arm drags.
Did you screw up another arm drag?
No, I just miss doing them. And okay. I want to practice them because it's been a very long time. And I want to make them more Ricky Steamboat-esque.
There you go. All right. You know, I miss watching you do a swanton and missing.
You mean a moonsault and missing?
That too.
Yeah.
But I miss you missing swantons because you never do them.
I miss me missing lots of things.
There you go. All right. I think that is absolutely it, and there's nothing else to talk about. So everybody have yourselves a great week. Catch you next Sunday night immediately following Money in the Bank. Christmas stockings are shocking. Buying women anywhere. The naughty denim and leather. Call it tricky. Whatever, son, they get better. I want smart cookie. The bet that smacks rookies. My stock's on top. Your checks bounce while mine's boogie. Wrist, I must rock it. Chicks, stop it. I knock it. Cash looks like I got a gang of fists in my pocket. Here comes the money. Fist in my pocket. WildTalkRadio.com.